Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Dudes. Behind the foods. Hey, what's up, y'all? You know, we were going to record some new episodes one day, but then your boy got sick. And I know if it was COVID or the flu or herpes or whatever. And even though David already has herpes, I didn't want to risk infecting anyone else. So we asked Robin Couch to throw together some fun clips from the past year. So hopefully y'all can put that on and enjoy it for now. I'ma just get healthy and then I'll see you guys soon, all right? Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Bye.
Dudes, behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes, behind the foods. Dudes, behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
These organ meats are supposed to be really healthy for you, like super healthy.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like when you eat things that people don't usually eat, it makes you a more powerful person.
Would you eat a fetus?
Like a human fetus?
Yeah, like they do in Japan.
What?
Yeah.
They eat human fetus.
Yeah, like the aborted baby or something like that. You know what? This could be completely blasphemous, but I think I remember reading this on an article on JK News. Where
okay.
I don't think, obviously it's not common.
It's like right. It's like, not like something at McDonald's.
Yeah, it's like some weird shit that people
that the,
do.
That the fucking elite do.
Yeah, they just eat babies. Would you do that?
I don't see myself ever, like, look, I eat a lot of weird shit, all right? I eat a lot of weird shit with the thought that this is going to make me last longer as a person, and also it'll make me a more powerful human being. I don't think I could ever eat a fetus, no.
You ate a placenta, though, you sick fuck.
My wife's placenta.
That's fucking disgusting.
I'm not going to order a McPlacenta at McDonald's.
No, first of all, I saw that video and I almost threw up. Not because he ate placenta. It was a little pink and he was like, it should still be good. The only time I would ever want well-done meat is if it's fucking my wife's placenta, dude. And this fool had a little pink in it, and he was like, oh, mid-rare. I'm like, no.
Well, the original plan was to cook it all the way, like, well done for the placenta. And then I was like, I'm so hungry.
Damn, why did you eat? What did it taste like?
It tasted like, okay, honestly, it kind of tasted like liver or lengua in terms of texture. And then in terms of flavor, it tasted like everything I had flavored it with. You know, I was like butter, onions, garlic. And texture wise, it was like, you know, liver, tongue, an organ, you know?
Why?
Because it gave me superpowers for 2 weeks. Literally, it
clearly
did.
Not because you caught a cold anyways.
No, I said for 2 weeks. And I remember being in theaters as a little kid and like tearing up and being like, am I crying during the fucking Flintstones movie? What's wrong with me, man?
Really? That's the thing that made you cry?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, here's a good question. Rick and Chi are hanging off a cliff. Who do you save? It's on the podcast right now. Who do you save?
Here's the thing. This question is a lot easier to answer now.
Because you have a kid.
Because I have a kid. So, of course, I need a big, strong man like Rick around. To help me take care of my child. No. I would have to save.
I just picture Chia hanging, and she's like so certain that you're gonna save her, and then you grab her head and you slowly pry each finger off.
And I have Beta, and Beta, I'm like, say bye to your mom.
And then you, the last finger is the ring finger with her diamond, and it just slides off.
And I take it back.
Yeah.
I'm like, Rick, let's go to the pawn shop, my guy. Isn't that funny? We'll walk around with boners all day until it's actually time to have sex, and it's like, meh.
So when I was in, I remember my very first girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're super excited about everything. Anytime they touch you, you're just ready to fucking go.
Yeah.
And we were at Six Flags, mm-hmm. and she was just, you know, holding my hand, but I'm super young. I'm a teenage boy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you gotten to not touch me because my dick is hard immediately. Whenever she would touch me, it was so fucking annoying. Mm-hmm. So I had to put my backpack and just hold it at the front. I'm like, I can't control this shit at all.
Youth.
Youth dick was so annoying.
Do you remember the first time you couldn't get it up for a girl?
Yes, it was the
Roadhead.
The Roadhead thing. I couldn't do it. Oh, and then also too, well... I got whiskey dick for the first time.
When that first started happening, I was so confused.
I didn't know what it was. No, a homie had to tell me. He was like, oh, you were smashed drunk. That's why you can't get it up.
Yeah.
Something with the circulation and alcohol. I don't know what the fuck that is. But I felt so emasculated, bro.
It happens until you meet a girl who's like, oh, yeah, I know. Like that one time when that happened with me, I was like, ah, damn, my bad. She's like, no, it's a whiskey dick. You're good. And then she, you know, just gave me a little head and we're good to go. She's like, nah, whiskey dick. I get it. And then was like on it, you know? And I'm like, I appreciate you so much.
It's like when you get pressure. And then if you feel the pressure, you're not going to get it up either way.
Yeah.
So you need that little, hey,
little I get reassurance. It. Yeah.
How sweet of her.
She was so sweet. You go to Vegas now and it's like, you expect to spend like, you know, a few hundred on some dinners and then like alcohol.
It's going
to
be a few racks.
A couple
you leave.
Racks. Yeah, yeah. You know, just on like food and shit. And then, but like back then it was like, yo, we can barely afford this room. We have our fucking Smirnoff. And like now we're just going to McDonald's every day and like let's see if we can get some ladies to come to the room. You know what I'm saying?
And then that's a very hard task to do when you have zero money.
Oh, let me tell you this, bro. Quick story. If anybody who listens to my podcast, you've heard this story, but we're gonna tell you again on this podcast because David hasn't heard this story. I'll make it short, but basically me and PD Flow, we ran into a couple ladies at the pool. And
ooh.
And they were everybody was vibing and they were like, hey, let's, you know, we exchanged numbers and they're like, let's get some dinner. We're like, cool. And they texted us a sushi place that they wanted to eat at. We're like, cool. So we went to get some sushi at like it was a place like attached to a casino, I forget. And
if I was broke, I'd have been pissed.
Well, here's
like,
the thing,
let's
right?
Do sushi. I'm like, fuck you, bitch.
Well, nowadays, bro, here's the thing, right? Nowadays, and like, you know, as an older man, if an attractive woman in Vegas is like, hey, let's get dinner. Of course, I'm going to pay for it.
Mm.
Of course, because I'm in Vegas and I'm trying to smash, right?
Yes.
And it's like a date, right? But funny as shit, we're all having a good time, laughing, eating, drinking. The bill comes and me and Peter are like, all right, how you guys want to do this?
Oh my God!
How you guys want to do like a 50-50? Who do you want to do? And then they were like, they were like, oh, and then like I never saw them again.
Oh my God, bro, that shit gave me goosebumps right now. That's the worst.
Because we had no idea. And high key.
Oh, us, no.
Us being like fucking 21, barely turning 21, like 21, 22. We left that night after the dinner being like, I think they wanted us to pay. Can you believe that?
We're going to end the podcast here because at this point, did you literally just do this on Amazon or something? What the fuck?
No, they sent this to me.
Who, Craft Singles?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here. You're fucking lying to me right now.
So if you guys listened to a previous episode of Dudes Behind the Foods, I brought up a snack that my mom loves, which is bananas with Kraft Singles. And I said that I kicked it up a notch and put the banana and the Kraft Single on a Dorito chip.
Oh, Tim, this is
so
real.
I was tweeting about it one day, and Kraft made a little shirt for me with the snack. And David, hand me your plate.
No.
I'm going to make you one.
No.
I'm going to make you one.
I'm not going to eat... This is disgusting. Listen, I've eaten some weird shit in my life. Tim, you actually brought it. You're for reals.
ASMR for you.
You're gonna love this. You're gonna love this, David. So, because look, this is from the mind of my mother, whose palate.
Don't put this on your mom.
Whose palate is perfect.
Don't put this on your mom. Your mother's a fantastic person.
She's a fantastic person, and
she deserves a better son.
She's a culinary genius.
This only happened out of pure necessity because your parents were selling puffs for 12 cents. And this is the only thing they could afford.
This is going to be so great. You're going to love it. Oh, my God. I'm so excited for you to try this.
How? And why?
So.
I can't believe Kraft Singles heard this story and then sent you a shirt.
They were so proud. They sent me this shirt a long time ago. This is actually my first time ever wearing it because I didn't want to give anyone free promo. All right. Let's see. Here's a Dorito chip. Don't worry. My hands are sanitized.
Oh, it doesn't matter. At this point.
The Kraft single.
By the way, I don't hate Kraft singles. Kraft singles on a cheeseburger is a must. I don't ever use cheddar. I don't use any fancy cheese on a fucking burger. I always use Kraft singles, hands down. Oh my God, there's so much. It's so much, Tim.
What do you mean?
That's so much Kraft single.
You like Kraft singles.
Not like this.
Get your banana slice here.
Oh my God, that's so much.
No, you have to get a little bit of everything. I'm so excited for you to try one of these. Yes, here, get the little one. It's cool. Okay.
I love Kraft singles.
I'll do it with you.
Bananas are not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Doritos, mm-hmm. Delicious. Mm-hmm. Together, what the fuck?
You're about to experience it right now. Okay, one, two, three. Chew it up. Amazing. That's great. That's great.
Listen. You know what the funny thing is? It tastes like, it doesn't even, there's no adjective for the word. You know what it tastes like?
Hmm.
It tastes like why. Don't you eat another one, you stupid son of a bitch.
Man, it's been a long time without you, my friend. Tell you all about when I eat you again.
Why? It tastes like why. It tastes like a question.
You got the sweet. You got the salty. You got the soft. You got the crunch. It's the perfect bite.
Did you just say it's the perfect bite? I'll punch you in your mouth right now. It tastes like why. Listen, it's not all those things. It's not like it's wretched. There's no way you would eat that and be like, molte buono. Like you start speaking Italian. This is delish. It's just, it is what it is.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Here, try this then. Just the banana and the cheese.
No.
I was reading a lot of comments that bananas and cheese is a thing in like whatever different countries.
In the garbage cans of the slums.
Wow, you just insulted so many countries, bro.
I could give a fuck.
Well,
explain what's going on with the Kraft single and the banana then. The soft with the other soft.
Here. Just gonna let you try it for yourself.
God damn it.
I'm just gonna let you try this out.
Do you prefer it with just cheese and banana?
That's just what my mom used to do. I just felt like it needed a little crunch. So that's why I added the Dorito.
I like how this fool put it on a spoon like it's a fancy hors d'oeuvre. Yo, fuck this guy, dog. This is stupid.
In honor of my mother. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You love it. You love it, dude. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It needs a Dorito.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give off crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
One thing that you made me realize that I never realized up until you said it is that wet pee diapers smell like Top Ramen.
Yes. So we're hanging out with Veda. I was like, oh, I smell ramen. She peed.
And I was like, what? What? And then
it smells like the chicken ramen, dude.
Yes. And then I got home and God damn it. Every time I'm changing her diaper now, I'm like, ramen. I got booked for something in New Orleans, and I never had a specific rider on my shit, because like it wasn't until like I was doing club events with Danny Rail where Danny was like, her rider said like at least 4-star hotel, I want a bottle of this, I want like, you know, these snacks, you know, blah blah blah, right? And I used to never have a rider. I used to be like, especially when I first started booking shows, I was like, yeah, whatever, give me some money, get my hotel, get my flight, we're straight, right? I was never specific with it. And then one day I got booked for some shit in New Orleans, and this hotel was disgusting. There was like, like, you know, you don't want it to dirty hotel. It's just being a dirty hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking little fucking, there was a pube on the bathtub. Like, it was just all bad.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. I didn't have a rider either until like a bad hotel experience too. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know what a rider was.
Yeah.
I didn't know that other people had expectations. The reason why I found that out was because of you.
Mm.
Because you were telling me other YouTubers had ridiculous requests.
Mm.
And I was like, wait, you could request things?
Yeah.
When you booked? So I didn't know this.
Yeah.
And so the whole time I was just like, hey, just book whatever. And then I talked to my manager and he was like, how come you don't ask for people? I was like, do you want me to ask? I was like, can we do that? He goes, yeah, you can fucking do that. Because I just didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, as long as I just sleep and I wake up and I'm fine. But I still don't ask for much. Now it's just like, don't book me in a fucking shit ass hotel. Something halfway decent.
Yeah.
And they just want water. I've had some funky cheeses before. Mm-hmm. But their shit was funky.
Yeah, it was good though.
Oh, it was. It tasted great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I loved it. But I don't understand the
aversion towards deodorant.
You know, sometimes it's just people that grow up in different countries, their noses are used to different suns and things like that. Oh. Jamie Foxx has this hilarious stand-up bit, right? He's talking about first time he went to Africa. I forget which country it was in Africa, but he goes to Africa and he's like, "Now, you know, I was next to this dude and man, like he was pretty funky. Like he wasn't, I don't know what they use out there, whatever, but I was sitting there like, oh man, does this dude shower?" And you know, me with my like colognes and my sprays and shit like that, to them, I stink. So he's like, there's this really confusing ass moment where me and this African dude were trying to figure out which one of us is stinking. And he's like, I mess around and pooted. The African dude was like, "What is that fragrance? What is that fragrance? Do it again.
The African dude's French.
Yeah, I know. I fucked my accent. I got all discombobulated right now.
When you did the French accent, I couldn't switch into an African accent because we were doing the French accent too much.
I was so confused. What is that fragrance? Do it again. Wait, do it. I can't even do it.
I'm stuck in French right now.
It does not matter. We are stuck in French. So anyways, maybe they think that we stink when we go out there with our degree. And our love spell.
Oh, love spell was the original hoochie scent. If you had love spell, you suck a lot of dick.
Yes, my favorite strippers wear the love spell every day.
It is my favorite scent. Every time I smell love spell, I'm like, oh, ABG. Asian baby girl.
Oh, Chia used to wear it for a very long time.
Really?
Yes, she very did. I did not have the heart to tell her that, you know, it was very basic bitch of her, but I liked the way it smelled, you know?
There is nothing wrong with basic bitch. Basic bitch is fantastic.
Muy fantastic. Oh, now I'm Spanish. Now I got my Spanish in there. When I see stretch marks on like a butt or thighs even, I think it's like freckles on a face.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? A little something that's like adds a little character to the ass. You feel me? Mm. I think it's cute. And I never saw a reason for girls to be self-conscious about it.
Listen, if a girl is self-conscious about stretch marks, that's only probably because you met men who have never dated real women.
Exactly.
Like, that's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. And it's because everything is so photoshopped, and a lot of these kids who have never actually seen a woman naked,
yes, bro,
they're just like, oh, stretch marks. Bro, what the fuck else do you think is on? There's always stretch marks.
Yes, or cellulite.
There's always cellulite.
I feel like if you are a fan of big old jiggly booties, which I am, then of course there will be a little bit of cellulite there somewhere, thighs, ass, whatever.
A little bit.
I love it. I love it because, you know, it's normal, and it feels like I know it's going to be soft, and I like a soft booty and some soft thighs. And I used to hate, like, genuinely, like, when these, like, young-ass viewers would be like, oh, you know, she got cellulite, or she ain't got no titties. I'm like, bro, first of all, a titty is a titty. Are you honestly, like, I know you are a fucking virgin-ass boy if you are actually thinking that you would be have a titty in your face and you'd be like, nah, this is too little. I'm not gonna suck this nipple. Like that is the you got no types of experience.
I would never ever.
Pardon me, miss. Take this lackluster nipple away from me. It's so stupid.
A pox on thee.
Like, bro, like, you obviously get no type of ass if you are having, like, these, like, petty complaints about some ass.
All women's shape is beautiful in its own way. You don't have to worry about any of that type of stuff. It not all tits are going to look the same. I was like, that's porno shit. Who the fuck is looking at you naked and being like, oh, my God.
Right. You know what? I think it's all just, right. It's, I mean, to not be repetitive, but it's all just kind of like mainstream society, the media brainwashing people. And I think it really affects women the most, of course, because at the end of the day, dudes are like, Man, I'm horny.
We're basically at this bar, and typically whenever there's downtime in between shoots, we want to figure out what the fuck we can do. So there weren't many bars. And by the way, at this time, a snowstorm was a brewing. There was snow everywhere. It was snowpocalypse. So we go into this bar, and it looks like a bar from a scene where you know shit's about to go down.
Mm.
And, you know, not a lot of...
Panka.
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 Panka, baby.
Panka Peruvian restaurant in Des Moines, Iowa. Fucking fire.
Closed because of COVID.
Actually, well, it's closed now.
Okay, thank God.
But it opens at 5 p.m.
Fucking delicious. So we're at this bar, and it looks as seedy as you can get.
Well,
you
know, it was just a small, local, you know, like one of those bars where you know everybody. You know, sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name, you know?
Bada bada bum bum.
And they're always glad you came, you know?
Did you watch that show growing up?
Cheers? I love Cheers.
I fucking love Cheers too. Not a lot of people watched it.
Me and, yeah, I know. Wow, this is, did we just become best friends again?
Let's fucking make out, bro.
Yes. It was one of those small bars where, you know, everybody just kind of, it's like locals and regulars. And we went in, we're like, we had an hour wait for our table. Let's go in, grab a drink and wait.
Very nice place, nice people. But it looks like if I walked in, if they said, we don't like your kind around here, I'd be like, makes sense.
Yeah.
And I would walk out. But drinks are super cheap there,
mm-hmm,
compared to LA. I think for a shot, it was like a shot of Jameson or Jack was like $3.
It was ridiculous.
It was something ridiculous. We just kept drinking or whatever. But there's this other table across from us from where we were sitting that was getting a little rowdy.
Yeah.
A little loud. But of course, as you guys know, in every single trope in Sen Foods, who gets recognized the most? Timothy Chantabalalongsu. So one of the ladies recognizes Tim and wants a photo with Tim.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Okay, so this lovely young lady came up to me. She was a fan. She wanted to take a picture. I said, sure, let's take a photo, right? Shortly after that, I thought, yeah, it is what it is. And then we kind of see, you know, let me think about the timeline of this. So I remember maybe there was a dude in that group who... Was maybe it seemed like he had an issue with her coming over to me and taking a picture.
Maybe.
Okay, so he was kind of, his vibe was weird. All right, it was he was a big tall and big burly like native dude.
Bigger than me, by the way.
Yeah. Big Native American dude, long hair. And he seemed to be like causing an issue with whatever was going down, right? So then later on, a big older black dude in the group walks over to us, and then he's talking to me. David thought he was trying to start some shit, but he was actually kind of apologizing for his friend and being like, "Hey man, look, you know, his girl, you know, he got a little jealous. His girl was taking a picture with you, whatever." I'm like, "Ah, nah, it's cool." Blah blah blah. We start talking to this guy. This guy's a nice guy, right?
He's actually from LA too.
Yeah,
originally
he had a 213. No, you had a 213 jacket on.
Yeah,
and so he kind of was talking about, "Yeah, I'm from LA." Blah blah blah. We start talking or whatever, right? So later on, they're like, "Yo, let's get a group picture." You know what I'm saying? And this dude, the native dude, was obviously still drunk and salty about his girl recognizing me wanting a picture.
Talk about a stereotype. The drunk native guy. I was like, this is a very bad look for the people.
Look, man, they've been through a lot.
I know, but I'm saying it was a bad look. I was like, dog, don't do this, man.
So while we're taking the picture, this man puts his giant hand on my head.
Humongous.
Grabs my head. He's like, boy, during the picture, he's like, you're little. You're so little. And he grabs my head, and literally in the picture, I'm like this. Because I'm like, I feel this dude grab my whole head.
So by the way, when that shit happened, Priscilla looked at me and I started getting pissed because I don't like that.
Right.
I don't like it when people just go up and grab you and touch you.
Yeah.
Right. And like me or a friend or whatever. And I started visibly getting pissed. Mm. Right. And I'm like, is this guy trying to get fucked up? What the fuck is wrong with this guy? But then we also have to know we're not from this town. We're vastly outnumbered, so mm-hmm. I'm just boiling.
Right.
You know, and this guy literally grabs his head and just starts jostling it around. I'm like, you better get your fucking hands off him. But Tim's also a extremely nice guy.
Yeah.
People will come up and they will surpass what they should do when it comes to people's boundaries.
Right.
And he'll just be okay with it. And I'm like, Tim, you're really nice. Because I'm the guy that'll be like, hey, you just spit in my mouth. What are you doing?
I'm definitely like, I will take into consideration, this man is drunk.
Yes.
He's jealous. But at the same time, while I'm taking these things into consideration, I'm looking around the bar for things I might have to hit him with. I'm like, I will have to hit this man with a bar stool if necessary because I'm little. Mm-hmm. So there are certain things I got to do.
And I was little compared to him too.
So I'm like, I got to break this bottle or something, you know what I'm saying? But I'm keeping that in the back of my mind. But we basically, you know, we go to our little corner. We're just drinking, doing our thing until we kind of hear murmurs, and in our periphs we see you can tell this couple's arguing. And so this dude, the native dude, took his girl's face and mushed her face and pushed her by the face.
Dude, when we say mushed and shoved, it was a hard ass. He might as well have just socked her in the face.
Yeah.
It was harsh.
And when I say, and look, are you talking about a record screech moment? Like the fucking everybody in the bar, his whole crew was like, stopped. Like his girl's homegirl was like, yo, what the fuck? She got pissed, right? It was like the whole fucking music stopped in the bar, and we were like, right, let's get the fuck out of here. Yeah. let's go check out our table.
That dude was fucking nuts. And it got to that really uncomfortable moment too, where like a damsel, I had to take off my gloves one finger at a time. I was like, oh, shit's about to go down.
Yeah.
And then we kind of were just like scoping around, like, okay, there's 5 or 6 people. We're only 2. And then we have Priscilla, which I believe Priscilla would have taken 3 of them down either way. Priscilla was fucking crazy. And we were just sitting there like, okay, what the fuck are we going to do? Do I have to grab a chair? I need to have my back against the wall because I don't want people to hit me from behind.
Right.
But lo and behold, that guy, it was just that guy just being a fucking asshole. And he literally assaulted his girlfriend in the bar. It was crazy. I only see stuff like this in the movies.
Yeah. You know, luckily everybody in his clique kind of reprimanded him for that. You know what I'm saying? Like, was like, yo, that's not cool. And then we were like, okay, let's go. Because
and then we had the best meal of our fucking lives.
Amazing.
Like, I think those thoughts were kind of nice to have at first, but then I do also get a flashback and remember of people who I dated who I thought like, oh, this girl is fucking really cool.
Yeah.
And then you just get to know them. It's like, we're completely incompatible. Like, this is not going to fucking work. Like, there was a girl that, who she's very fucking cute, right? Very fucking pretty. But I've known her as a friend for so long, it didn't cross my mind that she would be somebody that I would want to date.
Mm.
And then one day we were kicking it. She just goes, how come you never asked me out?
Mm.
And I'm like, well, I don't know. Like, we're friends. I never really thought. She was like, well, why don't we try?
Mm.
I'm like, okay, cool. So we tried it out. And then within the first like 2 weeks, I was like, I fucking hate you. Like, you are not the one.
Yeah.
It's because, and for me and her, is that she had a lot of like emotional shit she didn't really work out yet.
Mm.
And I wasn't willing to stick around and deal with that for her.
Mm.
So for example, she had a habit of snapping back immediately over absolutely nothing. Mm. And this is like during our honeymoon stage.
Oh God.
And it's like, this shouldn't happen yet.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that I have said or done that allows you to elicit this type of response.
Right.
So for example, it wasn't even an argument. It was, I disagreed about something, right? And she was like, what do you think, I'm fucking dumb?
Ugh.
And then this is, so she was visiting from, she wasn't from Cali, so she was visiting and she was staying with me.
Mm.
And I just looked at her, and this was like 2 weeks in, and I looked at her, I was like, it's not going to work out. Her response to this day makes me laugh because she goes, why? That's after she just cursed me out.
Right.
You know, she goes, fucking this, you know, just going off. And I go, it's not going to work out.
Like, hey, there's no way I'm going to keep on doing this forever.
Then she just goes, why?
Like, hey, what you just did, I hate that.
Yeah.
Never again.
Her fucking, she went from like pissed and cursing to me to, why? Immediately.
Oh, I'm like, anime eyes.
Yeah, I was like, because you don't know how to control your emotions. Yeah. I was like, in our honeymoon stage, you just cursed me out. And by the way, no matter how angry I've been with anybody in my life, I've never cursed them out.
Mm.
And you did that to me in the first 2 weeks. There's a lot of shit you got to deal with.
But what if she like immediately got down and started doming you up? And
then I would have been like, listen, you got to, what did I say? I love you!
Are there any Korean like superstitions or like fairy tales that?
I mean, I think we have like typical Asian, like we have something called fan death.
Fan death.
So if you leave a fan in your room, it sucks out all later and it'll kill you.
What?
So people legit, even till this day, not a lot of people, but like older people believe that there's something called fan death. When I was a kid, I remember I left the fan on in my room because we didn't use the AC. left the fan on, and my dad literally kicked my fucking door down to save my life.
What?
Yeah. To turn off the fan. He was like, you could have died.
What?
And I'm like, what the fuck? This is a true fucking story. Like, ask any Korean person about Korean fan death. And that's some legit shit. And I just never understood it because the air conditioning system literally is a huge ass fan in your house.
Wow. Nah, it gets way too hot in Thailand. Everybody definitely just has their fans on all day. Yeah,
turn on the fucking fan now. I remember the first time. So I was like super scared of the dark till I was like in like fourth or fifth grade.
Okay.
I hated, and it started from like this movie, which I'm pretty sure people know of, It the Clown.
Ah, yes, of course.
Used to fucking wreck me. I had nightmares.
I actually haven't seen either of them though, the old one or the new one.
I don't care for either of them. The first one wrecked me, dude. Like for a month straight, I kept on thinking there was somebody under my bed trying to grab my legs and kill me.
Oh God.
And so I remember it was so hot this one summer in Sacramento. I would always do this thing where I would wrap myself up like a little burrito, but I would give myself a little air pocket between the wall mm-hmm. and the blanket so I could just breathe. don't kill me. Oh God. It was so hot in Sacramento one day. I remember this. I threw the blanket off. I was like, just fucking kill me. And I threw it off.
Oh, you thought it was going to just grab you from underneath the bed?
And fucking murder me. Wow. So I threw the blanket off and I was like, if I'm dying, I'm dying. I don't care. It's too hot. And then I woke up the next day and I was fine.
You're fine.
And I didn't die.
Glory to God.
And I was like, you know what? Maybe this whole monster under the bed thing is kind of stupid. But I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to share this shit with my parents. I'm like, cool. I'm going to show them these cute little heavenly photos of us in our engagement shit. Send it over to them. And the first thing my mom says, she calls me. She goes, that's all you took? I'll tell you something, bitch. That's how you fucking talk to me? And I was like, all right, cool. First offense. I'll let that go. And then my dad, I get a text from him later, right?
Yeah.
He fucking edits the photos. And he goes, this is better. Bro, if you fucking... I took the photos for you, bitch! They were hella expensive. And so, by the way, when you're in Korea and you do this photo shoot, right? It's not you show up and you dress up and you go.
Yeah.
They send you to the one that we went to, a very famous like makeup artist studio. You get your makeup, your hair done. That's like a 2-3 hour ordeal. Mm. Then you go to the site and then they dress you up in whatever color that you want. You get to choose out the fit, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so we shoot this shit. And then my mom, I goes, hey, that's kind of rude. I was like, that's a little rude. Like, you know, most people, they just go, oh, it looks really good. And then she goes, well, I know other people who got multiple photos with different outfits. And I said, listen, it doesn't work that way. It's a 7-hour ordeal. If I wanted another look, that's another 7 hours. It's another booking I have to do.
Yeah.
She goes, that's not how it is.
Oh my God.
Were you, bitch? Were you there? Were you fucking in the room with me? And so I'm telling her this. I'm like, no. She goes, well, when I did it, I was like 4,000 years ago. When you did it, that was just clothes. You stupid, stupid idiot.
And now me and David are going to do the tortilla challenge.
I almost tried to run out the time.
Okay, here we go.
No! Give me a tortilla. Destroying this whole podcast studio.
All right. Okay, so we're doing a tortilla challenge. Make sure you watch the Dudes Behind the Foods podcast.
You stupid idiot. You get to use your fucking right hand. I have to use my left.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want... Oh, whatever. Okay. Well, fill up.
You're so lucky I don't have COVID anymore.
How do they do it? Rock, paper, scissors. Oh, and then whoever gets the... Okay.
Mm-hmm. I lost. Let me tell you something. That hurts way more than I thought it was. These are like, homemade tortillas. They're so thick.
Oh, my God. All right. Thanks, Robin.
I tried so hard not to, like, shake it, but it was, I couldn't.
No, it's okay. It's good.
Oh, hey, that hurts way more than I thought it was. You got the extra thick tortillas.
You know what that reminds me of? So, hey, I actually completely forgot about this. So recently I went to a wedding, and I was going to bring this up on the podcast, but I forgot. But now I'm glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is probably one of the most, I want to say uncomfortable, but very interesting situations I've ever been in. So when I went to a wedding recently, and I was walking with Mariel, and there was a guy in a wheelchair, right? And so, you know, obviously when he went into the same elevator with us, I asked him what floors or whatever, and we're about to go. And he starts asking this lady next to us where a bathroom is. And I was like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom too. You could just, you know, walk with me. And as we're going, he goes, hey, so when we're in the bathroom, I might need your help. I was like, cool, I'll open the door for you. And so when we go in, I open the door and I'm about to go pee. And he goes, I'm going to need some help. And I'm like, what do you mean? So he goes, he's telling me what to do and I can't process what's going on. So he has a catheter bag attached to his penis that goes into a bag. And then the line goes all the way through his leg, and then he has a valve at the bottom.
Oh, that he has like empty?
Empty, but he can't reach it. So he was looking, and I've just met this guy. And he goes, hey, like, I'm so sorry, but I'm gonna need your help. And I'm like, I don't know what he meant. And he goes, he's not telling me what it means.
Right.
And he goes, okay, so you're gonna get a cup. And he's just giving me instructions, but he's not telling me what I'm supposed to do. And he goes, here's a cup. And I'm like, I don't know what you want me to do. He goes, and I'm about to touch something before I put the cup. He goes, no, wait. I'm like, whoa. He goes, you're gonna have to put the cup under the valve. I had to empty his pee bag.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So I go under, and I'm telling you, first of all, this man peed so much. He peed so much. I counted how many cups of pee I had to release out of that bag. It was a total of 10 times.
So were you like opening the valve, then closing it when it filled up? Or were you like...
I was like a bartender where I just slide the cup in. Like I was making a drink for a party of 10. I was,
you're like fucking tossing the catheter bag, tossing the bag like, hey, what's up, bro? Doing stunts, Jay McGuire, Tom Cruise and shit. You like that? I just cracked my toe knuckles again.
Oh shit.
David almost died. Yes! Hold on a second,
Damn it!
Hold on a second.
I can't do it!
Weak, bro! Wait.
Hold on. Oh yeah,
bitch.
Oh, you like that? Head farts, baby. Well, guys, that wraps up this episode. That wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Foods.
This is the best footage ever. Wait. Let me try something. I have to take my pants off.
My fucking face hurts.
Hey, this is gonna be lit. I gotta take my pants off for this, but it's lit.
What the fuck are you doing?
Chill. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Hey, wait. Okay, hold on. Let me get the mic over here. Okay.
What's going on?
Oh, God. Oh, ow,
my fucking face hurts.
Oh my God. Thank you guys for listening and watching Dudes Behind the Foods. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, rate us 5 stars. I'm Fish Out the Wrong Suit.
I'm David Soul.
Bye. Bye. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. The dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods. That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.